Ted, cheers for speaking to us. I don't know how familiar you are with Talking Rugby Union, but we've got a section on there called Emerging Talent that we've been focusing on for a couple of years now, and we've had players in there like Jack Knoll, who obviously made his break into England this year, and then Sean Dougal over at Munster in Ireland. And we're trying to put a few young players in there, and who hopefully have big futures in the game.
Yeah.
Cheers. So, obviously, you've moved to Plymouth this season, and pre-season's just getting underway. How are you finding it there?
Yeah, good. I mean, as I think it's very different to any pre-season I've done so far, in the way that there wasn't that first week to sort of get you back into it, do your normal fitness test, and build back into it. It was straight in on the first day, which was actually surprisingly quite nice.
Yeah. And what's a sort of a typical schedule like at Plymouth at the moment? What's your typical week like through pre-season?
We're on our fourth week now, so we're starting to look to bring in a lot more rugby. Our first block was mainly focused around a lot of fitness. So we'd sort of do our weights in the morning with some either individual skills or unit work, and then mainly the afternoons was rugby, getting to know our basic pattern and our basic moves, and then our fitness as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so obviously for you, you've just joined the club in this off season, coming into next year. How have you found it already? How did you find the transition for anyone moving clubs is difficult, but how have you felt you've fitted into the team and the group there?
Yeah, I mean, any time you move clubs, it's always a little bit nervy, sort of first couple of days, getting to know everyone. But the core squad which they retained from last year have done a really good job of saying very early on that, you know, we all need to get to know each other very early, and it's a very good group of just a very good group of people, as well as being some good rugby players there. And I think that certainly makes it a lot easier for everyone to settle in if you've got just a general nice group of people.
Mm, absolutely. And obviously you were at London Scottish last year in the Championship. First of all, how did the move come about in the first place?
I'm sort of a West Country boy, born and bred, really. So when the opportunity came up to move back to the West Country, it was obviously very attractive by itself. And you know, I wasn't getting perhaps as much rugby as I'd liked at London Scottish, and it's just one of those things, really. There was an opportunity to move and potentially play a bit more rugby, and you know, in an area of the country which is almost like a second home to me now.
Yeah. And how was it, talk or even the move itself first came about?
In terms of which, sorry?
Well, was it just after playing against Plymouth themselves, or did they contact you at London Scottish or anything like that?
So I think Plymouth had said they were interested when they found out I was available, and then had a chat with James Shanahan, who's head coach, and went from there, really. And he had some really good ambition and some good ideas for the club, which seemed very attractive, and it was something I definitely wanted to be a part of, this plan that they seem to have down there.
Mm. And what sort of, just expanding on that, what sort of plan going forward is it that they've said to you and they've got in their minds?
I mean, I think the past couple of seasons have been a little bit disappointing for them, and I think that was said from day one when we got here, and they're really looking to build a squad that they can potentially have there for a while, and really look to push on. I mean, and they know it can potentially take time, and it's going to be like a building process, if you will, but you know, they said that they've had a plan in place and it's now starting to come together. They've brought together a squad that they're very happy with across the board and they want to take it from there now.
Mm. And on a personal level, is there, you said you spoke to the coach when you moved over there. What is it he's sort of set out as your future, particularly this season with the club?
He wanted to bring me in. He said he knew I had some good experience within the Championship, and they had a couple of their hookers leaving, so they wanted someone in with experience. And he seemed to like, he just seemed to like the way that I tried to play the game, I suppose.
Mm. And that brings me on to the next thing I was going to say. Actually, you say you've got plenty of experience in the Championship, and obviously before London Scottish last year, you played for Rotherham too in the Champ.
Yeah.
So with plenty of Championship rugby under your belt, you must feel pretty comfortable playing in that league and at that level.
Yeah, of course. This is my fourth season in the Championship now, and again, I'm looking forward to just attempting to really put my mark on it and try and play a good brand of rugby, which they're trying to play at the club.
Mm. And obviously it's early doors and there's not even been any games yet, but from the early signs, do you think Plymouth could be one of the best fits that you've had as a club?
When I was at Rotherham, there was a big ethos of not only having good rugby players, but having good people. And as I said earlier, this is very much emanated that it's a very good bunch of guys to be around on a daily basis. Everyone gets on very well, and the club are very big on, you know, getting us together at the end of the week and going and doing an activity so we all get to know each other. It's a really good club, I think, to be at, and it's in the middle of a city. They're trying to get the city behind them a bit more this year, and I think it is potentially a very exciting time.
Yeah, absolutely. And on a personal note again, what are your own sort of ambitions for this season at a new club?
With any player moving to a new club, I suppose, you know, just wanting to impress and show what you can do in those pre-season games. I'd love to become a regular member of the starting team and just really cement myself as a top level Championship player.
Mm. And just moving back a few years, obviously you're a Bath Uni student.
Yeah.
How do you think your time there, particularly obviously the rugby set up, how did that set you up for what's now a career in the game?
Oh, I think it was a big learning curve for me from start to finish, being involved at the uni and being involved with Bath Academy and, you know, just on a daily basis being around some of the biggest names that there were at the time, the likes of Danny Grewcock, Ollie Barkley.
Mm.
And there was a, not necessarily being them every day, but even just watching them, you learn a lot about professionalism and how to look after yourself. So it was a big learning curve for me, I think. I certainly learned a massive amount of my time there.
Yeah, fantastic. And
And
one final thing is, we're going to mention is, you were selected in, I think, two years ago, was it, for a Championship 15 against a tour in New Zealand Maori side. That must have been a fantastic honour for such a high-profile league to be picked in the 15 or the squad for the Championship side. That must have been a great achievement and a great occasion.
Me personally, it was, you know, as soon as I heard about that there was going to be a 15 selected from the league to play against the Maori, I think, as well as everyone in the league, everyone had that as a sort of a little ambition. They wanted to be involved in that and play against some of the best players in the world.
Mm.
And it was a slightly surreal yet incredible experience, really.
And how did you find the experience playing against such prolific opposition like that?
I didn't play for very long. I think I only got about 10 minutes, but I just remember just the pace that they played at was phenomenal. And just that every time they went into contact, there was an offload or getting the ball away before there was contact. It seemed like they were almost just too good to compete with at some points.
God, right. Well, anyway, still a fantastic achievement to be selected and to play.
It's definitely up there with some of the best points in my career.
Mm.
My relatively short career, but it was a really good time.
And finally, that just brings us nicely onto the last question, is what sort of are your own personal highlights of your career so far?
That's up there. Playing in that game against New Zealand Maori was up there in terms of championship rugby, but I think just being able to have this as a job and to do this for a living, you know, it's something that as a kid I'd always dreamed about and always said to my parents, or I really want to be a professional rugby player when I'm older. I didn't really want to do anything else.
Yeah.
So I think that just being able to do this on a daily basis is, you know, I still have to sit down sometimes and think to myself, yeah, this is pretty good, to be fair.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. And again, obviously, good luck with the new season and the new club. And, well, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Yeah, nice. Well, thank you very much.